Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, and also neilhaley.com and all those exciting places. And I'm excited to welcome the program from ABC's Dr. Ken Jeong. Ken, thanks for calling, and I'm glad to chat with you today. How are you?
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Congratulations again on the success of the show. We talked about this before, that this has just been such an amazing experience, you being involved in not just acting, but executive producer, and seeing how well you've done in the time slot and all the exciting things that are happening with Dr. Ken. Congrats again.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really blessed, and I have the most amazing creative team, amazing set of writers, amazing set of actors, amazing crew that every week, you know, week in, week out, they put on the best show possible. And the more I do it, the more I realize I need so much help, and I have it.
You do, because you do need the help, right? Because Ken, you're not just doing this show; you're acting in other things. You're ending up on awards shows. You wouldn't have imagined this happened to you, right? When you first started in this.
Absolutely not. Yeah, when I was a doctor before, you know, being an actor, and when I quit my day job, I just wanted to be a working actor. That's all I cared about. My goals are very, very modest, and I wanted to keep my goals realistic. I just wanted to be a working actor. It didn't have to be famous. Didn't have to be rich. I just wanted to be able to kind of support myself as an actor and support my family. That's really it.
So we're talking with Dr. Ken, and we're going to talk about the episode airing Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and we're talking about the episode Happening. So tell us what we should expect, and without, you know, giving everything away, of why people need to tune in Friday night.
Well, Ken diagnoses a heart condition on a hometown hero basketball player, and they are on the verge of winning the state championship, and Ken doesn't clear him to play. Oh. It's really dramatic, and it's really heartfelt, and it's a I'm a big NBA fan, but I'm also aware of some of the on-court basketball tragedies that have happened, like Reggie Lewis, Pete Maravich, and people have died and collapsed on the court.
Hank Gathers.
Hank Gathers.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I had actually put Hank's name in the original version of the script, you know, and that was a very, you know, very infamous, a very unfortunate thing that happened, you know, on TV. And I think the screening has gotten a lot better in basketball players, so you don't see it as much now, which is good. But I think that this episode really is kind of harkens to that day, and also kind of reminding everybody, like, life's more important than, you know, than basketball. And it's a very, very sad, but yet heartfelt, but a very uplifting moment at the very end, and a very, very nice cry at the end, in a good way. And but also on a lighter note, like, Dave Foley, who plays my boss, has a great moment with my TV wife, where they bond over the fact that Dave Foley makes the most amazing cappuccinos, yet he doesn't want people to know his hidden talent. So you have this kind of Seinfeldian Friends. You have, like, a Friends kind of subplot along with the main plot, you know, if that makes sense. So it's one of my favorite episodes, because it's truly very balanced, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, how many of us are afraid of the white coat, Dr. Ken, and we walk in and we're waiting to hear something, or just are shocked about what happens? My wife ended up having an allergic reaction last night, ended up in the ER, and she's fine now. So it was a pretty late night, and just a shot for her shoulder, and a cortisone shot that got her heart racing.
I'm so sorry.
So I understand that white coat syndrome, and being in that emergency room, and or being in the situation where you didn't think you were going to be there. You're like, you had your day planned, and then you're sitting here at 1-2 o'clock in the morning. So in your position, looking at that, Ken, you're looking and saying, oh my gosh, I see these people every day and how they react. And so you want to put it on TV to understand, hey, this happens to everybody.
Yeah,
and just to make sure you're going to get checked out so that a tragedy doesn't happen, right?
Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah. I mean, you want to entertain, you want to inform, you don't want to, you know, I really try to take great pains not to be preachy. You know, I don't want to hit the whole hammer. You know, I don't want to hit the nail on the head so bluntly that it actually turns off people. Cause actually I think that dilutes the message if you get too preachy about it. So
yes.
You want to entertain and perhaps, and you want to entertain and inform in a cool way. You know, that's kind of the way I look at it.
And how many of us have those stories like last night, Dr. Ken, where, you know, we're expecting to be somewhere else, and especially when you're on call and you jump and you're like, holy cow, I didn't think I was going to be at 1 o'clock or like 12:30 at night on my phone waiting for my wife to get the final results. Yeah. It's like, oh gosh. And that's just the part of life. And I think that bringing the healthcare and the comedy and the family life just shows, and two working parents shows just a tremendous water cooler conversations, or conversations we can have with our kids about, man, I tell you, life's tough, but you're doing it in a funny, interesting way. And that's what you're bringing Friday nights on ABC at 8:30, Ken, for sure.
Right. Well, thank you. And I'm glad your life is better, man, because, you know, when you talk about real life, I mean, that's the most important thing. And you're right. I mean, you know, anything can happen at any time. Disease doesn't take a holiday. Things don't happen when you, like, oh, I have to schedule a bad thing today to fit because I've got the good things on my schedule. It doesn't work that way. And I think that, you know, and thank you for sharing your story. And I'm so glad your wife is doing better. And it really is, you know, that's what this is all about, you know, and I think, it's a reminder for me to want to reflect that on my own show. Yeah.
And on your own show, you're showing that how important it is for how a doctor should interact with staff and also interact with patients. We need our doctors and nurses to be caring and serving and helping, because as I talked about, look how stressed I was. Look how stressed my wife was. And so you can't just completely just turn yourself off. It's the same thing in teaching, Dr. Ken. If you don't look like you love the kids, don't be in the classroom. That's my opinion, you know?
Right. You have to have empathy. You have to have compassion. Absolutely.
All right. Well, everyone needs to tune in 8:30 p.m. Eastern Friday to the happening episode of Dr. Ken. Ken, anything else going on? Any other projects going on right now for you, man? Again, I watched you and I love that skit you did on the I'm forgetting the award show, but it was so funny. You were hilarious in that, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the Golden Globes, you were funny as anything. What else are you going to be around? Are you going to be hitting the award season, right? Full-fledged. Coming up, right?
Well, right now, honestly, this show is like my life, because it's funny. It's like being on call as a doctor, because I'm one of the main executive producers, and it kind of takes up like all of my schedule. I've never been so consumed with one project, because usually when you think of actors, you're like, oh, you're doing your TV show, you're doing movies, how's your reality show doing? You're doing like three or four projects at once, and I was definitely one of those actors, you know. But when you become like an executive producer and a writer, when you're wearing, like, I wear about five different hats on my show, it's like that becomes all consuming. It's pretty fascinating where this has become the main thing. And, but I've never been more fulfilling, because I'm learning so much, not just about acting, but how to write, how to produce, how to even direct, you know, those kind of things. So this show is the most most fulfilling learning experience I've had in totem, you know, in my career.
And also, Dr. Ken, if you go and check your social media, this guy is working it. He's working it on social media, Dr. Ken. You're working it on...
Exactly, and it's all towards the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's all just to raise eyeballs and awareness of the show and using whatever tools I have, social media-wise and otherwise, you know, and regular media-wise to get this done. So, yeah.
All right. Best place we can find information on you and stuff. Where can we go, Dr. Ken?
Oh, you can go to @KenJung. That's the best place. And abc.com, you can, and go to Dr. Ken, and those are the main two sites.
You're fabulous, man. Best of luck, and we'll talk soon. Okay, man. See ya. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. See ya. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.